Hi, so this is the part two of what I was talking about. Not really part two, but I mean, I was going to say in that gist, if you've not listened to the last episode, you should go listen to the friend enemy gist / happy holidays. Hi, how are you? Hope you're fine. This is me rushing to defend myself. Not really, what am I counting myself? Well, not really defend myself, you know. That is why this podcast is Random Thoughts with Clara, because the thoughts are random, you get me? So I have to counter and, you know, not counter and still counter myself. So I was going to say that what I was going to chip in was that I'm not a saint, I'm not the most perfect person, but why would you talk behind my back? Why would you want to look at me and say shit about me? Like, why are you such a coward that you would rather not face me but go meet somebody to spread nasty shit about me? Why is my question. I mean, only cowards do that. Why? Almost like a bully, you get me? Anyways, let's talk about what I learned in the year 2023. So this year I learned that what did I learn? Oh boy, I had this in my head and then flew away. Hold up, don't give up on me yet. I'm sorry, this particular episode is damage control. Yeah, for lack of a better construct. Just take it like that. We're wrapping up the year, don't be too serious. Okay, I learned to be patient. Oh my gosh, I said this in the last episode that December celebrants are very patient people. I can only imagine. My birthday is even the middle of the year. I can only imagine me waiting. I mean, even if I don't really like to allow it to all of that, but it feels good to just know that I'm a year older. Okay, even if I don't want to look at the age pass, it feels good to know that, you know, it's my birthday. I'm posting pictures. Or even if I don't post pictures, people remember and they wish my birthday. And I love gifts, so they give me gifts. I mean, I'll not be waiting for 11 good months to pass. So yeah, this year taught me patience. Yeah, capiche? Not in terms of birthday. I mean, I'm not a December celebrant. I mean, I feel like December celebrants are like lively. Have like the liveliest people in that month. I mean, even the person that is not so lively is still fun to be with. It's still cool. Last, the person is cool. Even if they are quiet, they are cool people. You can vibe with them, you get me? So yeah, I learned patience in other aspects of my life. Ah, me and patience, we are struggling one shokoto. We are struggling one trouser. We are struggling. Oh, I'm still learning patience. If I hear say I'm still learning patience. Yeah. Like maybe if I was a patient person, I'll have just made a separate, you know, episode for me trying to chip in what I wanted to chip in. Not like it was important for me to chip in that part of, oh, I'm not the most perfect person, blah blah, but it was something that I had in my head to say. You get, like, when somebody just says nasty stuff behind your back, I mean, and then I'm trying to, you know, tell you, gist you about it and tell you to overlook things like that and tell you not to be such a pretentious person. Well, I was only going to say that, I'm human. I might not be so, I might have my own weaknesses, which I am working on. The difference is that people like us, right, we acknowledge these weaknesses, but, and then we work on them, we heal, you get me? There's a difference whereby you know what the problem is and you want to work on it. And I'm not nasty, I'm not toxic. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a good person. I mean, I try to do the right thing and I'm a Christian and I try to follow all of that. But I'm just saying that there's the human nature whereby all of us are not perfect, you get me? We are not 100%. So in that area, what do I do about it? I acknowledge it and I work on it. So I'm just saying that, I probably just expect that you know when you project your kind of templates on other people, your own kind of person. So I just expected better from this person, especially when you act really nice towards me. Like, yo, why not say it to my face and let's enter one ring and fight it out? No violence. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know if this part is all necessary, but I just feel like I should chip it in because I try to be as down to earth as possible. Okay, that aside, let's Boundaries, Lara, let us separate it. So that's aside. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, go listen to the last episode on Frenemy. So this is a new one. What I learned in the year 2023. Patience. I just explained what I mean by patience. God is helping me. Ah, almost this life, eh? That patience is very important too. And you know what is annoying about patience? The backside about patience is that the waiting period, when you're waiting for something, because patience needs you to be patient, like literally patient. You have to wait. People that are very patient, you people need to take me on a masterclass, like masterclass of patience. If I could control things, trust me, I would control. But then the Christian in me, like, I have to just trust God. You have to, take me. I always want to go to church when I'm on this podcast. Anyway, so number two, I learned is to be emotionally aware. You get me? I used to think that I was emotionally aware, you know, of myself. I feel like I'm not so emotional, but that's a lie. If I hear a lie, you're emotional. One or two people say, okay, I've heard like feedback where you're emotional. Not like I break down at every little thing. No, I don't cry for little things. Nah, I am strong. I'm strong. I'm hardcore. But what I'm just trying to say is that, I mean, it's good to be emotional. It's good to be vulnerable. But I used to feel like I don't really let this get to me. But then I realized that I can be quite emotional, you get me? Yeah, so it's a good feeling, you know, knowing this about me. Every day we learn about ourselves. I mean, even yourself that you think you know your spouse, you're still learning your spouse every day. Yeah. You don't even know your siblings like enough. There are still other parts of them that you unravel every day, just like onions. They keep shedding like different layers, showing you different layers of themselves. So you know, it's part of personal growth as well. So I learned that, Lara, you're not as emotionally aware as you think you are, which is a good thing. So I like to learn, you know. I also learn about myself, most importantly, so that I can, you know, showcase that goodness. I can spread that goodness of Lara to other people. You get me? Nothing pays in being toxic and bitter, so I'd rather not. I mean, I've dissected, I have checked, I have, you know, turned it upside down to see if there's any gain in all of that. But there's no gain in being wicked and sad and bitter and whatever negative thing, personality, there's no gain in that. So what have I learned again? This is so random, and that is the beauty of this podcast, random thoughts. Hope you're fine. Thank you for always coming back to my podcast. You see, random thoughts again. That is a random, you know, checkup on you. So what did I learn again in the year 2023? I learned to be very mature. Oh my god. Like, I feel like there are just certain things that you just have to wear your big girl pants and just face it. You get me? Yeah. Me, I like the baby girl lifestyle. I've always been, you know, baby girl lifestyle, you know, the soft life. But there are just times that you have to just wear that your big girl pants and just face it on, you get me, and just be strong and confident and audacious. And like, I really had to like put my step down, like firmly this time around, and just face it. More like facing your fears, or you know, just going for it, like intentionally going for it, you get me? A lot more you get than the baby girl lifestyle. So yeah, I don't know if you understand that, but I hope you do. So I learned to be very mature, because I feel like I'm a mature person. This year to me was so fast, or is fast. We are still in the year 2023, that I'm trying to even catch up on what it has taught me. And most importantly, I learned that life will not wait for you. I mean, in as much as I've always known that, but yeah, maybe because the speed of this year, right, made me just acknowledge that more intentionally. That, I mean, you just have to keep going and do what you have to do. I am one for doing what I have to do. I am one for ticking all the boxes. I am one for planning. I'm such a planner. I could write it down. Even if I want to, like, remember, I'll write everything down. I'll plan. Even if I want to remember to call you or talk to you, like, I would plan it down, because it helps, right? We might just be overwhelmed or overcome with so many things, and that you did not even think would occupy your day, and you may forget something that you think you might remember, or you might have remembered. So yeah, even though I'm that kind of person, but then this year literally taught me to keep going, you get me, to not take things as face level. I mean, to look deeper into things, you get me. I feel like I'm talking like all these elderly people that have had like 50 years experience. But I guess I'm just trying to encourage you to, you know, do a review of your year, how 2023 was to you. Was it fast to you as it was to me, or, you know, or as it is to me? I mean, it's always good to just think about it. It doesn't have to be something serious. I mean, I always feel like, I mean, life is not hard. We can work smart rather than work hard. It just depends on how you want to, you know, pen it down, how you want to be flexible about, you know, reviewing your year. Even if you're just thinking about it, imagining it, just, you know, think about what the year has taught you, even if it's one or two, and embrace it. I mean, hold on to it. There are always lessons to learn, and so that the coming year can be better for you. I mean, you can take that lesson into the coming year and be a better person. Gosh, this better person, I feel like I'm talking like a better person. I am mostly just for fun and vibes and chill, and, you know, I like to separate the work smarts, you get, and quickly jump into the chill life, you get me. So saying all these plenty things after work is all this chill stuff. Sorry, saying all these serious things, I mean, after I've separated work, that one has to be serious, you get me. It's making me feel like I'm putting on that cap of work. I mean, because this is supposed to be like a fun podcast, but yeah, it's still fun now, letting you know that you should review your year, because for your own good, last, that's the point. I always like that there's a message at the end of every podcast. So yeah, I think pretty much this year has been so fast that, I mean, I'm even trying to remember what I've learned. But generally, I've learned, and I would use them in the coming year. And if you don't take anything from this episode, please just try and review your year and, you know, be a better person. I mean, be a better person. You will love it. Trust me, you will. This is actually me being so generous. Like, I'm doing two episodes in one night. I like to podcast in the night. I'm sorry, I would try and get something better to communicate on this podcast so that my voice can be as smooth as possible. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Thank you for sticking with me up till now. I love you. Bye. Thank you. Do take care of yourself. Yeah, I should have started with that, but I mean, it's random. So yeah, do take care of yourself. And this is me saying it. Do take care of yourself and saying it, because I didn't start with this at the beginning of this podcast. And just show that I really love you. Bye. See you in 2024. Yeah, I'm saying it for the last time this year in this podcast. I'll talk to you in 2024. By God's grace. Bye.